free. Now, why don't you go celebrate your freedom with your own friends? Hmm?
But, I don't have any friends. And I'm not going out there by myself.
Hey, wait a minute, I got a great idea. I'll stick with you!
Most men want this. Well, it can get old after a while. But I would say, generally speaking, most men would want a woman who don't really have a lot of friends, don't hang out with her family all the time, just pretty much there for him. And then when he need a break, he could just give her the credit card or something and let her go to Target. Like, go have a single girl's day out. But yeah, a lot of guys fantasize about having a pretty girl love him one day. But then when you get it, you realize, wait, it wasn't all it was cracked up to be, because now this bee is annoying the hell out of me. The grass is never greener on the other side as you think.
I was doing this interview up the street and this woman says, what do you mean? I said, well, when I bought the jet, I didn't call my wife and say, hey, should I do this? I called her up and said, I just bought a jet. And she's like, oh my God, what is it? I told her, I said, send her a picture. She's like, oh my God, that's amazing. I didn't call and check with her because I already had that agreement. Well, the woman that I told that to was like, oh my God, we would never be married. I said, well, that's a fact. We're not married. I'm already married. And you and your husband have the agreements you have. And the agreements you guys have is not to make decisions without talking to one another. As opposed to my wife and I have already have the agreement before we make the decisions. And the agreements in my household is, look, man, if you think it's good for us, you freaking do it. So if she's with the kids and she's making a decision about something to do with the household, she doesn't need to check with me. I trust that she is going to do the thing that will push us forward.
I mean, I agree with that to a certain degree. I would still tell her to run the big stuff by me. I don't care if I'm at work, text me or something. But you do want a woman that you can trust to take care of the household, that she don't got to ask you for every little thing. She knows what's the best thing for the family at the time. But yeah, I think all big decisions should be ran by the man no matter what. But do I think the man should run every big decision by the woman? No. You running things. You run the show. I mean, you can let her know, but not like she's going to dictate if it happened or not. If you're running the show as a man, you don't got to get approval for really anything. You're running things. She got to get approval from you.
Be at home and take care of my kids.
And yeah, but guess what? It's also okay for a man to stay home with the kids.
That's just cuck behavior.
But hold on, wait. Do you think a good aspect of masculinity is this prescription that men should provide for their families?
That is a good aspect of masculinity, yes.
Okay. Do you think the only way to provide for your family is via finances?
No, you can provide it in other ways, being emotional to your partner. Just control it. Be stoic about it.
Do you think that you're able to provide for your family? Maybe you're providing by taking care of the kids and making dinner and being there emotionally available for your children?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm not going to be a deadbeat dad.
Wait, but if you think that that is also providing for the family, why then is it cuck shit for a man to be a stay-at-home dad?
Because he has no passion. He has no...
Maybe his passion is to take care of his family.
That is traditionally a feminine role.
Traditionally, yes. And typically, a woman isn't going to respect a stay-at-home dad. Unless the woman genuinely loves and respects you for you. Then it doesn't matter how much money you make or if you're a stay-at-home dad, as long as you're keeping that masculine frame as a stay-at-home dad. See, certain men could get away with being a stay-at-home dad and still being respected by their woman. Only the most strong, confident, mentally stable, emotionally stable men. But here's the thing. I'm totally okay with stay-at-home dads. Women wanted to go out and work and achieve. You make six figures? Cool. I'll stay at home with the kids and work on my business. I don't see him as any less of a man. That man is providing for his family too. I don't get caught up in what's traditional or what's not traditional or what society will say. I don't care about that. As long as you're being a decent, respectable human being, hey, do you, and you're not hurting anybody, I can still respect you. Y'all wanted to work? Go work, ladies. Go make six figures. Men have been holding up society since the beginning of it, and we built it. It's time for us to be stay-at-home dads and take a load off. Why not? I don't have any problem with it. And my thing is this. Hey, if you a hardworking man and you don't want to be a stay-at-home dad, and even if your woman made $1 million and you made 20K, you would still want to go out and work so you could feel like a man, hey, fine. But why are you so worried about what this other man doing if he a stay-at-home dad? Worry about yourself. That's the part I don't get about things like this. If you a masculine man and you like slamming beers and riding motorcycles, fine. But why do you care if this guy over here like, you know, drawing and knitting? Why do that affect your life? Why do you feel like you have to shame that man to lift up your manhood? That's suckish to me. But y'all can let me know what you think below. I don't care what another man doing, long as he ain't hurting nobody else. I don't get anything out of shaming that man or saying, oh, you not this or you not that because you not what I am. That's lame to me, man.